This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Bruchim Abayim. One of the most exciting and adventurous experiences in my life is when I had the opportunity to go to the Kever of Reb Chaim Falaji in Turkey. You read in the news how Israel swooped out this Israeli and that Israeli just in the nick of time before some Iranian kidnapper got them. So people said, "You went to Turkey? Are you happy you went to Turkey?" And I always say, once I got back safe, I was very happy I went to Turkey. But it was actually quite an amazing experience to be in the city of Izmir. Actually, I don't know if I ever said it here on the shir, when we were in the cemetery in Izmir, we saw another kever, sort of off to the side, that said Falaji on it. And we uncovered it, and it was the son of Reb Chaim Falaji. And the next week, the shir that we gave were chidushim from the son of Reb Chaim Falaji that we never quoted before. And almost like supernaturally, we uncovered his grave, and then Hashem uncovered his chidushim for us. So I want to share with you a very interesting practice of Reb Chaim Falaji for Parshas Korach. In the Sefer Or Moshe, quoted in the Sefer Oitzer Plois HaTorah, the Sefer Or Moshe is from Hagoyin Reb Yaakov Chaim Sofer, who is the Rosh Hashiva of Yeshiva Kaf HaChaim, and a mechaber of many Svarim. He writes a wondrous thing. He says, if you study the Svarim of Chaim Falaji, you'll notice that whenever he quotes Parshas Korach, he does not refer to it as Korach. He calls it by a different name. He calls it Ben Levi. So for example, in the Sefer Nefesh Chaim, Mareches Tuf, Ois Lamed Hei, he says, Nira Lefarish Pshad HaMedrash Rabba Parshas Ben Levi. Or he also writes in a Sefer Kaf HaChaim, Parshas Ben Levi. In his notes on the Zohar, Chaim Umazoin, Parshas Ben Levi. Sefer Kaf HaChaim, he says, Yaakov Ruveni in the Seder, Ben Kahas. Isn't that interesting? Why wouldn't Reb Chaim Falaji refer to the name of the Parsha as Parshas Korach? Says Rav Yaakov Chaim Sofer, Boreretzli is because we do not quote the name of the Rishayim. We don't say the name of the Rishayim. And the Sefer Oitzer Plois HaTorah brings that someone in the generation of Rav Chaim Falaji, Rav Nissim Avram Ashkenazi, in his Sefer Darash Avraham, he calls the name of the Parsha Seder Ben Levi. Now there might be a basis for this in the Rishayim. You know, in Parshas Pinchas on the Pasuk, Mishpachas HaKorchi. You remember that Pasuk? Perek Chavav, Pasuk Nun Ches? Who remembers that Pasuk? Perek. Perek Chavav, Pasuk Nun Ches. Let's take a look at that. The Pasuk says, Eile mishpachas Levi, mishpachas ha-Livni, mishpachas ha-Chavarni, mishpachas ha-Machli, mishpachas ha-Mushi, mishpachas ha-Korchi, u-Kahas ha-Lidat. What do you mean, mishpachas ha-Korchi? Who's mishpachas ha-Korchi? Says the Tur, he quotes the Ramban, that the B'nai Yitzhar were all called Korchi. Why? Out of the honor to the sons of Korach. Honor to the sons of Korach? Why would we honor the sons of Korach? Because they did tshuva. And because they did tshuva, all the descendants of Yitzhar are called Korchi. Isn't that interesting? I mean, Yitzhar had other sons more other than Korach. Yitzhar had other children. No, we call them all B'nai Korchi. Why? To honor the B'nai Korach who did tshuva. Says the Tur, I don't understand what the Ramban is talking about. You're going to call the whole family of Yitzhar B'nai Korach. Adarava, we should not use the name of the wicked. Shem Rishom Yirkov, you should not use their names. Meaning, according to the Ramban, you could call them B'nai Korach, but not Korach. So the shita of Rav Chaim Falaji and the shita of the Rabbeinu Nissim Avram Ashkenazi fits in very well with the Tur that argues on the Ramban. The Tur says, no, you can't call it Hakarchi because of the Bnei Koirach. But most of the Mefarshim, they do refer to the Parshas, Parshas Koirach. Rashi refers to it as Parshas Koirach. If you look in Rashi and Zvachim Mem Dalet Amid Beis, the Ramban himself refers to it as Parshas Koirach, and the Ramban is going L'shitasai, that we could call the family Kakarchi because of the sons of Koirach that did tshuva, and it sounds like Rabbi Yisai, we could call the Parsha Parshas Koirach because the Bnei Koirach did tshuva, and by doing tshuva, they were mesakei in their chait, so therefore it could be called Koirach. When we say it's Parshas Koirach, it's not Parshas Koirach because of Koirach, it's Parshas Koirach because of the sons of Bnei Koirach. Now the truth is, we have no idea who made up the names of the Parshiyos. They asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, it's quoted in the Derech Sicha, and he says he doesn't know if it's from the Zman of Chazal, but it could be it comes from Ga'onim or afterwards. However, Reb Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin in the Sefer Sisei Laila, he brings the name of every Sedra in the Torah in the accordance with the how Klal Yisrael were noyig to call it corresponds to if it's named after somebody or if it's in Lashon HaKodesh, it certainly is Yisudasei Behare Kodesh, it certainly is rooted in great Kedusha. And if the name of a person is rooted in his name, the Koyach of a Parsha is rooted in their name as well. So just to share with you a very interesting thought about the names of the Parshios, we have Koirach, Chukas, and Balak. Each Parsha has three letters. Koirach has a Kuf in the beginning, Chukas has a Kuf in the middle, Balak has a Kuf in the end. And that's because Koirach, he started off with Kedusha, but then he lost it. Chukas, you have a guy who's Tameh, he has the ashes of the Paraduma, so he becomes Kadosh, but then the guy who's sprinkled on him becomes Tameh. So there the Kedusha's in the middle. And Balak, he's a Rasha, but in the end, Rus comes out, so there the Kuf is in the end. So Koirach was holy in the beginning. The guy in the Paraduma is holy in the middle. Balak has Kedusha in the end. So that's a thought about the name of the Parsha, and we're going to go to the subject of Perkei Avos. Yeah.
So, I mean, Balak and Korach was also the Parsha named after them.
Mm-hmm. You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.